We mentioned the Lowe's Home Improvement Store in Sanford. There's cell phone video of employees hustling customers into a safe storage area. And here's some sound just a few seconds after the tornado passes through.
Everybody out this way! Hey, Kurt, don't stop moving! Let's go!
Don't stop moving. Let's go. Gerald Cox is water utilities manager in Sanford. Today he's shutting off the water in houses that are off their foundation. But he was in that Lowe's with his brother and four-year-old son when the tornado hit. Gerald, you know, we just asked, why were so many people out shopping when it seemed like the weather was bad? What had you gone to get, and what was your sense of what the weather was like?
Well, at the time, you know, we just left a birthday party, and the weather seemed nice, and we knew a storm was coming, but we just didn't know how severe it was going to be. So, you know, you always think it's going to happen to someone else. So we thought while we were out, we'd just run up the street to Lowe's and get some 5-minute epoxy,
yeah.
And just be in there a couple of minutes and then head back home. Well, lo and behold, once we got inside, we run into people that you know, so you stop and talk. So 2 minutes turns into 15 or 20 minutes, you know.
What happened? I mean, when did you know something was up?
Well, once we were inside and we were talking to some friends, the lady came across the intercom, and you could tell by the urgency in her voice that she was serious about what she was saying. So she notified everybody to immediately report to the back of the store immediately. Tornado had been spotted in the parking lot of Lowe's. And so immediately everybody starts shuttling to the back. Then all of a sudden the lights go out, and then that's when the total chaos, I guess you would say, takes place.
Yeah, tell us what it was like. We'll have pictures at our website, but the place looks just demolished. What happened?
Yeah, once the lights went out and everybody was trying to hurtle to the back, you just running into people. The debris was coming off the shelves. I guess that's when the buildings felt like it was starting to shake, and the roof started coming off, shearing off. The front of the building collapsed, the front wall. In a matter of seconds, it was just over. You know, it seemed like it was like 2 seconds.
And suddenly there's light. The roof was ripped off.
Right. And, of course, you know, you still had the high winds and, of course, the sheets of rain that was pouring down. And, like I say, debris and people were just laying everywhere. And everybody just seemed to get up and just was, you know, checking on each other. And then the staff of Lowe's, they were kind of keeping us together and checking on everybody, and they shuttled us out through the garden center.
Well, it's just amazing because we understand, same as the restaurant across the street, someone from Lowe's just happened to look out and see the tornado. The manager was being vigilant, trying to keep an eye on the weather, but you don't have sirens in this town the way there are in some other areas. So, you know, if not for those employees getting you into this cement structure as opposed to where the shelving was, it could have been worse. 100 people, we understand, standing shoulder to shoulder, packed into that area. And how are things now? We know terrible, upwards of 22 deaths in the state. But here, I mean, you and your little boy, a four-year-old, how is he feeling today? And how are you feeling about these employees, these quick-thinking employees at Lowe's?
When we got back home, I was just, you know, we just try to talk to him about it and just try to keep him at ease and just, you know, so he's not, you know, mentally scarred or anything or terror the next time a storm comes. We just try to have an open conversation with him. You know, the only thing he tells me now is he doesn't want to go back to Lowe's, you know, so you can kind of imagine that coming from a four-year-old.
On the other hand, I bet you're very grateful to the people at Lowe's.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's, you know, we're just thankful that, you know, they were looking out for themselves and the customers. And there was a few little bumps and bruises, and you seen, you know, some people had some cuts, some small abrasions. But, you know, I didn't see where anybody needed any assistance as far as having to be taken out on a stretcher or anything like that. You know, EMS showed up, and just very thankful we had those resources there. And I say, just thankful to the good Lord we was able to all to walk away from it.
Gerald Cox, water utilities manager in Sanford, North Carolina. He was also with his little four-year-old in that Lowe's when the tornado came through there. Gerald, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.